Hi, is Audrey on the line? Hi, Audrey, are you on the line? Hi, is Audrey on the line? Hi, Audrey, are you 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 on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you? This is Katie Sweeney.
It
Good, so nice of you to call in. I do appreciate it. I want to let you know that I am an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own little business, and what I do is I talk to people for a living about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person and sometimes over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say, all right?
Okay.
All right. And I want to let you know that anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people that there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what I mean by that is honest and about you. All right? You're only representing yourself today, not others. I do want to let you know that I'm recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes. And I have a note taker that's listening in who's a member of my research team, but they won't be part of the conversation. I do want to reassure you that anything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. I look at the responses in aggregate only when I'm done with the conversations that I'm having. All right?
Okay.
If we get disconnected for whatever reason, just call back in on the same number and passcode. Now, I'd like to find out a little bit more about you. I just want to confirm, you don't have to tell me where, but that you're in the state of Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And who else lives with you in your household, Audrey, if anybody?
Just me.
Okay. And are you working full time? Is that your current employment status?
Yes.
All right. Now, without telling me the company you work for, because that's confidential, can you share with me what your occupation is and what industry that's in?
It's in the mailing industry.
Okay. And how long have you been working for your current employer?
Oh, probably about 15 months.
Okay. And I want to. Today we're going to be talking about financial services providers and specifically about retirement plans, but rest assured that at no time will I ask for any balances or amounts, of course, because that's confidential, of course. So do you have a retirement plan with your current employer?
Yes.
All right. And is it a 401k or a 403b or something else?
401k.
All right. And how long have you been enrolled in that plan?
Oh, roughly a year.
Okay. And did you contribute to that plan in 2016?
Yes.
All right. So in these types of conversations, I like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions, and this is one of those questions. When thinking about my 401k with my current employer, I feel, how would you fill in the blank?
Like I need to contribute more.
Like you'd like to contribute more?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that. Why did you fill in the blank with that phrase, would like to contribute more?
Probably because what I contributed last year, and to this year, I haven't seen enough growth that I think I will be able to retire. So I'm assuming it's me.
Okay. I'm sorry. You cut out the last part. What you contributed last year and this year, I missed the last part of that.
I haven't seen enough growth for money-wise, so I think I'm too low at the percentage that I'm giving up.
Okay. Maybe too low a percentage. All right. And so have you changed your contributions since in the year that you've been enrolled?
No. I'm going to change it this year.
Okay. And by this year, what do you mean?
Look, 2017, I'm going to start fresh with my new budget.
Okay, with your new budget. All right, and we'll talk about that in a second. How do you look at your plan? How do you view your plan? Is it a retirement plan or is it something else to you? Because I've talked to a lot of different people and they view that account in different ways. How do you view it?
I mean, when you say retirement, do I think I'm going to be able to live off that money?
No, do you earmark it for retirement or is it kind of earmarked it for something else?
I'm going to say retirement.
Okay. All right. And do you have any other retirement accounts from previous employers?
No.
All right. And do you have any pensions from previous employers?
No.
All right. So this is your first exposure or experience, I should say, with a retirement account?
Yes, for the most part.
Okay. All right. So I just want to confirm with you, is it Vanguard that manages your retirement plan?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a good old school piece of paper and pen or pencil handy?
Yes.
Remember those? What I'd like you to do is a couple of times in our conversation, I'm going to ask you to write things down. And the reason I do that is I just want you to listen to my question and collect your thoughts, think about your answer, and then write them down. And without my interrupting, just let me know when you're done because I can't see when you've stopped writing. But it gives you a moment just to think about and really think about your answers and write them down. So this is the first thing I want you to write down. Write down whatever comes to mind when you think about Vanguard, whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are, whatever comes into your brain, put down on the paper, kind of like a stream of consciousness from your brain to the page, and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Okay, what did you write down?
Retirement plan.
Okay. All right. Had you known anything about Vanguard before or had any perceptions about Vanguard before you were enrolled in this plan?
Yes.
And how had you had heard about them or how did you know about them?
I know someone, I think they financed their car for them.
Okay. They financed their car through Vanguard?
Yes.
Okay. How do you interact with Vanguard at all? How do they communicate with you? How do you communicate with them?
I don't do a lot of communicating with them, but they have meetings or I'm trying to figure out what the right word. Little seminars at my company where they want to talk. You can go talk to them about your retirement plan.
Okay. And they come into your offices, or is it via the web?
Yes,
or how do they do that?
They come to the office, or you can call and schedule something with them.
Okay. And have you ever done that, or have you listened to them when they've come to the office, or have you ever called them to schedule a seminar?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not, you think?
Honestly, I've been slacking.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you mean by that, you've been slacking?
Meaning I keep pushing it off and keep pushing it off when I know I should have been doing it.
All right. Why do you think you push it off?
Just a little busy, a little hectic scheduling.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how often do they bring does a Vanguard representative come in? How often is this, whether you take advantage of it or not, how often does someone come into the office?
Probably since I've been here, you would say a little over a year. They had three.
Okay. All right. And how do you find out about them?
Via email.
All right. You get an email from your HR department or someone in your company?
Yes.
Okay. And do you get anything in the mail from Vanguard?
Yes.
What do you get?
Just ways to save more money, retirement, things, what they offer.
Uh-huh. And does that come in the snail mail or email?
No, that comes paper mail.
Paper mail, good old paper mail. And do you get anything regarding specifics of your account in the mail, in the paper mail?
No.
No statements or balances or anything?
No, not that I can recall.
Okay, all right. So how do you know what's, I don't want you at any point to discuss any numbers. This is not that question. The question is, how do you know what's in your account? How much is in your account?
You don't, I guess.
No? All right. Are you ever curious?
Yes. When I put my money in, that's why I say when I finally checked it probably a few months ago, I didn't see growth. I assumed I would saw some type of growth after a year, but to me, I didn't see any.
Okay, so you checked it a couple of months ago. And how did you check it?
You can go online and set up an account, and you'll be able to check your account.
Okay. And you said this was a couple of months ago. When do you think?
Let's just say October.
Okay, so that is a couple months ago. So in October, and do you recall? And that's fine if you don't, because I don't recall what I did last week. But being as this was about 2 months ago, do you recall where you went online? Did you go at work or at home?
No, I don't. I think I did. I can't recall.
You can't recall? Do you know if you Do you know if you went through your, different companies have different things set up for people. Do you know if you went through your company's website to get to your Vanguard account, or you went to Vanguard.com directly?
I think I went to Vanguard.com directly.
Okay. And you checked your balance, and you saw that there wasn't much growth, you said, and that was what your initial reaction was. You'd like to contribute more after seeing that there wasn't much growth.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. So, and do you remember, was that the first time that you set up an account on their website?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember, so you had enrolled, though, with about a year before that, right, in the
Correct.
Account? Do you remember the enrollment process at all? How you actually enrolled, what your company did, and what you had to do?
Filled out some paperwork and gave it to the HR people.
Okay. So it was done manually from your end. Okay. All right. And do you recall at any point during that process whether they told you about the website or asked you about or suggested you use it?
Yeah, they told me and suggested I use it.
Okay.
I just didn't.
Oh, you just did. All right. Then what prompted you in October to say, hey, I should go and set up an account and check out my balance? You remember what triggered that?
Yes, I wanted to check it out to see where I was at because, like I said, I've been meaning to set up one of those seminars so they could tell me because I just put the money where I assumed it should have went or just guessing when I should have had a professional tell me where the money. And that's probably why the lack of growth, too, because I might be having the money in the wrong plans.
Oh, I see. So when you enrolled, did you actually select different plans, do it different ways? Did you actually select what plans, as you said, where the money was going to be invested, or did they do it for you?
I did it.
And how did you select that? Like,
I read up on it, and, read up on it and selected it.
Okay. All right. And do you know what plan, as you call it, it's invested in? What type of?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, and just to confirm, do you get any emails from Vanguard.com?
If I do, not many.
Okay. All right. And do you recall any that you may have gotten? And that's fine if you don't.
I want to say I have received one, but I can't.
Okay.
Confidently say.
So do you have that piece of paper and pen or pencil nearby?
Yes.
This is another question I'm going to ask you to write things down, all right, or write something down. I want you to share with me the reason or reasons why you didn't, up until October, so you've been enrolled in the plan for a year, that you didn't register online with Vanguard.com up until that point. I know we've kind of talked about it, but now I want you to put it down in your words on paper. And then let me know when you're done. Don't share it with me yet.
Done.
Okay. Before we talk about that, I want to talk about your use of the internet in general. And what I'd like you to do is fill in the blank. Here's another fill in the blank question. I am a blank user of the internet. How would you describe your relationship with the internet in general? How would you fill in that blank?
I'm done.
Oh, no, you can read. You can tell me that. You can say that one out loud. Sorry.
Actually, I'm a light user of the internet.
Light user. Okay. So tell me about your usage of the internet. How often do you say you access it?
I check my emails almost daily, but outside of checking my emails, I really don't do too much on the internet.
Not too much. Do you go to any websites that you like to use?
Yeah, I go to a few of the websites. I mean,
right.
Fantasy football websites.
Fantasy football?
Web.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Any others that, you know, is it the top three sites that you like to use besides, one is fantasy football, what else?
Probably Yahoo and YouTube.
Okay. And do you have and use internet access at work for personal use? Some employers let you, some employers don't.
We have access, but not often though.
Not often at work. And at home, how do you access the internet? What type of devices? Do you use a laptop, desktop, phone, tablet?
Tablet and phone.
Okay. All right. And what about, do you use any apps on your phone?
Not really.
No. I'm sorry?
Not really.
Okay. And do you, what about banking, Audrey, sorry. Tell me about, who's your primary bank? Who do you, like, have your checking account with?
I have a couple of banks. Well, yeah. Our primary bank through Regions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you pay your bills through Regions?
Yes.
Yeah. And how do you pay your bills? Do you pay your bills online or paper check or calling?
I do more call in and cash or money order.
Call in and cash or money order. Okay. And do you have direct deposit with Regions?
Yeah.
Does your paycheck get direct deposited into it?
Yeah.
Do you do any online banking?
No, not really.
No? Okay. All right. And why no online banking, you think?
I just don't do a lot online.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. What reasons did you write down or reason that you haven't really been to Vanguard.com or at least didn't go for the first year?
I wanted to see growth.
No, but before, no, the reasons why you didn't go. Not why you did finally go, but the reasons up until then that you didn't go.
The one you told me right now?
Yeah.
Right? I wanted to see growth in the money.
Okay. But is that why you didn't go up until then?
Yes.
Okay,
I mean, I put the money, or had the money in the Vanguard. So I figured after a year, I'd see the difference.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you wanted to wait. You wanted to wait until you saw growth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. And then it sounds like when you went, you were a little disappointed, and that's why I'm just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and that's why you want to increase your contribution.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's in general, you say you're not much of an internet user. Why not, do you think?
I don't know. I think I'm just a little old school.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'd rather do stuff hands-on than more internet access.
I'm sorry, like, say that again?
I'd rather do stuff more hands-on than internet.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would still mail my bills off and all that than just go online and pay them.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
Okay. All right. So I have a 1 to 10 scale, a 10-point scale question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future? Where 10 is you're totally confident and 1 is you're not confident at all. So when you think about retirement and investing for your future and making decisions about that, where would you put yourself on this competence scale?
Five.
Okay, so tell me why a five. Tell me why you put yourself there.
I mean, I'm confident that at this point in time I'm making the right decision, but I don't know what the future holds, and I don't know what the future holds.
Okay, all right. And where does the confidence that you're making the right decisions come from, that part of it? Understand you don't know what the future holds, but where does the confidence that you're making the right decisions come from?
I don't know, just confidence. I guess I believe in me.
Okay,
I believe
well, that's
I'm good. I believe I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, and do you rely on any resources or help in terms of making decisions as far as your long-term finances go?
I'll read up on things,
mm-hmm.
try to get a good understanding of it.
Right. And any particular sources that you like to read?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, and the time that you logged on to Vanguard.com and you checked your balance, have you been back since?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So exposure to the site is, you've had that one exposure to the site. What I'd like to do is find out from you, what, if anything, could Vanguard.com offer, could the website offer, that you would find useful or valuable to go back more often? What could they do for you? Whether or not they do it is not my question. My question is, what would make it valuable to you to access it more often?
I mean, between Dark Rifts, I had great knowledge on what you should, where you should invest your money, how you should invest your money for your retirement, what you should do. They had great plans. I've just been a little busy since that time. So I haven't had time to almost relax and get back into it again.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I just was wondering if there's something that the website could do for you that...
I mean, I thought it was they had a great setup, meaning is I think the website they have right now, the way it was set up when I went through it and read it, it was great for me.
Okay.
I just haven't had a moment to go back to do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. And do you remember anything about it that you say it was great? Do you remember what was great about it?
Where it was telling you how to invest and what to invest in and, you know, this is how much you should invest if you want to retire like this. I thought it was the breakdowns of investment was enlightening.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like to share with you is a few features and benefits of the website, and I want to get your reaction to them. Some of these you may be aware of, some of you may not. That's fine. What I want to find out is what your reaction is to them, whether or not you would find that useful or helpful. And remember, Audrey, the question is about you. It's not, is this a good idea? The question is it a good idea for you? All right?
Okay.
Okay. So one of the things it allows you to do, and you've alluded to this, is that it allows you to check your balance and get other information about your account, like the contributions you've made. It allows you to see your statements, because it sounds like you're not getting your statements in the mail. It allows you to see the rules of your plan, because all plans have rules, unfortunately. And it also allows you to make changes. So you talked about making a change to your contribution, right, the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that online.
Correct.
If you want. So tell me about your – oh, and it also you can compare the different investment options that are available. And if you want to make a change, so let's say you have your money invested in A, and you want to put it in instead in B, it allows you to make that change. So tell me about that, those functions and features. Is that something that's you would find helpful or of value to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
Why?
I mean, because it gives you more of a hands-on on, I mean, it could be a bad value too, just thinking about it, because two might think they're invest. Well, we're talking about me. I'm sorry. We're talking about me. I think it's a great value for me.
Yeah. And why do you think it's a good value for you?
Because I can make the changes without having to go talk to a person or go through any red tape.
Okay.
So if I want to, if I wanted to invest more after the holidays, after I did all my Christmas shopping, I can invest more, contribute more to my account. Then when the holidays come around, I can drop back down if I choose to.
Okay. And what would you have, what do you think you would have done? Now, you had it in your mind that you want to contribute more, correct?
Correct.
Let's say we didn't have this call. What would you have done? Like after the first of the year, after you got done paying for all your Christmas presents that you're buying for everybody, and I hope one for me is in the mail, what would you have done?
Go back to the website.
Okay. All right. So another thing that it does is it you can receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings to help put you on track. So you might see it may make a suggestion for you to get automatic increases at the end of the year or tell you what the target percentage you should be saving and different ways to get there. These are all suggestions that you may or may not want to use but that are personalized to you given your age and how much you're saving. Would you find those helpful?
Yes. That's one of the things that I thought was great about the website.
Okay.
And I was reading up on it when I was on it.
Okay. All right. And why would you? Why do you find those that helpful?
I mean, because I'm not an investor,
mm-hmm.
but I'm doing a lot of this on my own because I never went to the seminars or whatever they had here.
Mm-hmm.
So with a suggestion, you're telling me, oh, well, maybe you should invest in this or this your target goal, I thought that was good to help people reach their goal.
All right.
Well, me, my goal.
All right. The other thing it has on it is some financial tools like calculators to help you make the decision and plan for retirement. So let me explain what I mean by that. I know you're thinking of increasing your contribution. So you could, they'd have these simple calculators that if you increase your contribution by 1%, let's say. What does that mean? What does that mean in terms of how much would more would come out of your paycheck? And what does it mean down the road, kind of projecting out how much more you would be saving? So you can play around with these calculators and say, okay, if I wanted to do, let's say, and I have no idea and I don't need to know, but let's say you're at 2% now. Let's say, what would happen if I upped that to 3% or 5%? And it could show you what that means, kind of play around with these tools, these calculators. What do you think about that for you?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, why?
That's what I would want to do. I would want to figure out how much I can invest and how much will come out of my check.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Figure out, you know, will I still be able to live off this now and still invest for my future?
Okay. All right. And the other thing it has is online education. Now, there are articles, there's some videos, there's some webinars, so that you can learn about saving for retirement, finances, and investing on your time, you know, when you want to, as opposed to when the Vanguard representative comes to your office. What do you think about that? Is that something that you would find of value or take advantage of?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to learn more about investing in retirement, how I can put myself in a better situation for when I retire.
Okay. All right. And another thing, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you needed to take a loan from your account, you could do that through your website, through the website. Tell me about that.
I know you could take a loan out for, what is it, for certain reasons.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to, you could do that through the website. You wouldn't have to call or go through your employer or anything.
Correct.
Okay. So you knew you could do that?
Yes.
All right. And have you ever had to take advantage of that?
Yes.
This year since you've been enrolled, or?
Yes, I just took one out.
Oh, okay. And how did you do that?
I went on the website. That was one of the initial reasons I was checking my balance. But then something came up later, so I had to go on the website and take a loan out.
Okay. And you did this through the website, or you did this by calling?
I did it by calling.
Okay. And why'd you call instead of trying to do it on the website?
I'm trying to remember why.
That's okay.
I think I was missing something,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to talk to the lady, and while I was on the phone with her, I just did it.
Okay. All right. And how did you find that phone call, that process?
From the website?
No. How did you,
how did that
process go? Sometimes when you talk to people, things go well. Sometimes they don't.
Oh, it was everything supposed to be.
I'm sorry, say again.
I mean, it was everything. It was okay.
Okay.
She was informative.
And you were able to get what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How did you know that you could take a loan from your from the account?
Just from previous employers and other 401ks, I just assumed you could.
Oh, I thought this was your first 401k.
No, it was not my very first one. I had one before.
Uh-huh. All right. So you had a 401k at a previous employer?
Yes.
And what happened to that when you left?
I took it out.
Okay. And did you roll it over, or you just cashed it out?
Cashed it out. All right. I should have rolled it over.
And did you have to pay a penalty for that?
Yes, okay. A huge penalty.
Right. It is a big penalty. Yeah. Okay. All right. Another thing it allows you to do is, and it sounds like you're not receiving any paper statements from them now. Is that correct?
Not many. I don't think I get statements. I get paper, like informative paper, but I don't think I get statements.
Right. And do you now? All I want you to do is be honest, because I can tell you what I do with the mail that comes in my mailbox. Do you open, if something comes from Vanguard, do you open it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But you don't think you get statements. Well, it allows you, and I don't know why you're not getting statements now, but it does allow you to opt in for not getting statements. Maybe you did that. And instead,
yeah, maybe that's what I
was. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I thought I might have did. Told him I'd go paperless, thinking I was going to have the time and go online a lot and look at it, because that was my plan at the beginning of the year.
Right. Yeah, it does allow you to view your statements online, and also it can send you an email when it's ready, you know, to view. If you want, you can click on the email and just go right to it, or you can view it whenever you want to. What's the advantages for you of going paperless?
Paperless is right there when you click. I mean, if I check my, see, like I check my emails daily. I check my mail daily also, but it's easier for me to throw the mail on the table and keep moving and not look at it. But if I'm checking my email, I will click on it and be like, okay, then go ahead and send me something. Let me see what they're saying.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say, it's easier to just put, you know, come in at the end of the day, get your mail, put it on the table, and keep moving and not look
yeah.
at it. But if it's an email, you might be more prone to look at it.
Yes. Yes. But
is that
I
right
also
or not?
You're right, but I also like paper too, so.
Oh, okay. So do you think you would turn it off, or you think you would turn it on? Because it sounds like it's not on right now. At the end of the day, my question is, do you want the paper statement coming every 3 months or not?
So it would come every 3 months or every month?
I think it's quarterly. I think it's every 3 months. I think that's what the option is.
If it's every 3 months, then I would probably do paper.
Mm-hmm.
If it's monthly, then I would do paper.
Okay. And then you can check it whenever you want, you know, whenever you want online. Because the balance that you're getting in the statement is only as good as when that piece of paper was printed, right?
Right.
So if it's a month and a half later and you want to see if you have enough to take a loan, for example, then you could get that up-to-date balance online, like you did.
Right.
Right, in October. All right, another thing it has is a security feature where, do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, where when you log on to the website, if you want, once again, this is something you can opt into, if you want, it can send a six-digit numeric code to your phone, text you, a six-digit code that you then type in, just so they know you're you, you know, so that they don't, they know it's you and not someone else trying to be you. So that's a security feature that you can turn on. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
So you're saying every time someone would go to the site, try to access my account, they would text me a code, then I'll have to...
Well, not quite. If every time you go to the account, it would text you, or someone else. Yeah, if someone else tried to sign in as you, it would text you a code, and that's how you would know it's not you. But conversely, when you try to log in, it texts you a code, and then it needs that code to continue so that it authenticates that it's you.
So if I was signed up for?
You would sign up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Just to be cautious with the identity sales out here and all the other dangers we have. More cyber, I feel like that'll be an extra security.
Okay.
And it ain't hurting anything.
Okay. So if you think about all the things I talked about today regarding the website, what, if anything, stands out as the most important to you, or what feature that I discussed would be of the most value to you?
To me, it would be where they're helping you. We're giving you lessons and video webinars on how to invest.
Okay. And the personalized suggestions we talked about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And now, if short of having this phone call, what do you think Vanguard you've set up a login and password, but you're not using it that much. Short of this phone call, let's say we hadn't had it, what could Vanguard have done to gotten your attention about the website and get you to use it more?
Personally, I don't know, maybe send an email about a webinar or article that's on there.
Right. Well, you say they send you some regular paper mail that's informative,
right,
stuff like that.
Correct.
And what do you do with it? Do you read it? Do you throw it out? Yep. Do you?
I do. I read them, but I'll be honest, I do read them late. So they might send it on Monday. It might be a week or so. I open it, see if it's a statement. If it's just information, I throw it to the side and then come back to it later.
Okay. All right. So how would Vanguard get your attention regarding, because it sounds like there's some valuable things on this website. How would they get your attention to say, hey, here's some things that you might, you know, might be important to you, but it's all on the website and you have to access it, you know, by going online and using it? Because you said you're not a big user of the Internet.
Yes. But I think that would be the only way to really get attention, my attention, because I'm not online a lot. Is probably send an email like, hey, it's an interview with such and such that you might like about investing.
Okay.
Click on the website, you know, click on the website and come check it out.
Right. Okay. All right. And so you think they have your email address?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Anything else they could do? Anything, any other, let's turn it around. Let's say you were president of Vanguard and they wanted to get people more involved in their website, people like you. What as president of Vanguard would you do to get people like you more involved with the website?
What would I do? I don't know. I don't know, promotions or anything like that, maybe.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm trying to think of something fast that pops in my head, but what would get people, besides emails, would get people to come to the website more.
Okay. All right.
I could think of is emails or some type of promotion where somebody feel like they're winning some or getting some, I have an option to win something.
Okay, so option to win something?
Option to win some or actually winning some or something that get them involved.
Right. And to like, your, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, because for like me, when I think 401k or retirement, I think this money to the side. I don't want to see it because if I see it, I'm going to touch it.
Oh.
So
okay.
I want to not see it because that's why I say I'll only check it that 1 year because, okay, I put this in there. In a year, I'll see, oh, okay, this is how much growth I got. Cool.
Right.
But I don't want to see it because if I see it, then I start thinking, oh, I got such and such in my retirement. I can touch it and pay it back.
Okay.
But that's why I try not to see it a lot.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Okay. And it sounds like in the past you've touched it, but there's been a penalty, right? When you cashed out your 401k when you left your employer, and it also sounds like you actually did touch it in the last year because you needed you needed it. Yeah. So it's what it sounds like is you'd rather just have it be out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Andre, you've been very helpful. I want to thank you for your time today. Smith Research will be sending you out your incentive check in the mail. And I know the holidays are right around the corner, so I hope you have a really nice holiday this year. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You do the same.
Okay. Thank you now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.